This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
5 northbound in Stafford approaching 610. Another crash, this one on the shoulder. Police are there, 95 northbound from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge, a 17-minute commute, and Route 5 northbound between Shortcut Road and Surratt's Road. It is beginning to build in volume as well. Mass Transit, so far, so good. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Right now, clear sky, winning and clear sky winds through the day. Good-looking day. Temperatures trying to come up a few degrees to about 52. Chilly mid-30s tonight. Suburbs even colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Warrenton, 27 in Rockville, 35 in Washington. The U.S. considers expelling Russian diplomats. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning, happy Monday. Joining us in about a half an hour at 6:35 will be Carrie Pickett from the Daily Caller and NRA TV. She was at the March for Our Lives, and she'll tell you what she saw when she was there. At 7:05, it's Katie Fang, legal analyst, her take on the Stormy Daniels 60 Minutes interview. At 8:05, Susan Friccio from the Washington Examiner. We're going to talk about the omnibus bill, easy for me to say. Gun issues, will they impact the midterms and the marchers as well? At 8:15, Matthew Post, she's a student member of the Montgomery County School Board. He was a speaker at the March for Our Lives. And at 8:35, RNC Chair Ronna Romney McDaniel with us to look ahead to the midterms. Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Oh, good morning. That March for Our Lives happening on Saturday is a couple 100,000 people descended on Washington, D.C., arguing for gun control. Not a very diverse group. That's Miley Cyrus performing at the rally. She performed The Climb. That's her song.
Did she arrive without armed security? I'm just curious.
I didn't get a spot check on Miley's armed security.
So I'm curious about how many of these people had armed security.
They protected like Bernie Sanders at a standard rally. With their all the guns out. So a lot of these celebrities showing up for this March for Our Lives, and also some of the survivors of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas high school shooting, the one obviously that kicked all of this off on February 14th. David Hogg, who we've seen so much of in the press, the fiercest advocate for gun control, one of the speakers at this march, and it was a series of speakers as these kids took the stage to give their opinions on gun control and how they believe that will cure America of any sort of acts of gun violence. Here is David Hogg and his speech on Saturday.
We will come together. We will get rid of these public servants that only serve the gun lobby. And we will save lives. You are those heroes. Lastly, let's put the USA over the NRA. This is the start of the spring and the blossoming of our democracy. So let's take this to our local legislators, and let's take this to midterm elections, because without the persistent heat, without the persistence of voters and Americans everywhere getting out to every election, democracy will not flourish, but it can and it will. So I say to those politicians that say change will not come, I say we will not stop until every man, every woman, every child, and every American can live without fear of gun violence. And to that I say, no more. Thank you. I love you all. God bless all of you, and God bless America. We can and we will change the world.
This really pumps a fist into the air.
You know what they left out of that? The voice saying, David Hogg, your 15 minutes is up. Do these kids go to class anymore? Just curious.
Well, David Hogg, I don't think, has he gone back to school
no.
at all? All
as
he's
far
done
as I know,
is,
all he does is he makes the rounds.
Yeah, he's been doing the talk show circuit ever since that. He's been out there. Yeah, I mean, you think about these kids, and you know, people. A lot of people point out, well, they've gone through this traumatic experience, and also that sort of makes them unimpeachable spokesmen because you can't really have a debate with these kids, considering, of course, what they went through, and you're seen as heartless for doing that. But the truth is, like, think about where you were as a teenager, and what you believed in your life. Many of these kids, David Hogg chief among them. You feel like everything is destiny. You feel like everything that you encounter is destiny, that it's leading to something, that there's something specifically that you're plummeting towards in your life. And you need to catch that shooting star, right? And in this case, they've become instant celebrities overnight, like David Hogg has. And like, think about how many times we've seen like lottery winners, for instance, like people who can't grapple with that much money, people who can't grapple with that much fame, you know, sort of the overnight stories of how things have changed for them. David Hogg, I don't know how many millions of people follow him on Twitter. I'm sure it's a lot now. And every word that he utters is scrutinized, is played in the press. Everything he says, it feels inevitable for him, probably. Like, he has to just keep on reading from this script, that he has to keep on pursuing it. And his script is pursuing gun control. And they're just going to keep on going to that well. So no matter what, you know, wherever he was before, now he's got a mission. Now it's gun control all the time, full time. And it's a burgeoning little celebrity he's getting out of that. And he's just going to keep going back to the well because he feels like this is making me famous and I feel like this is my destiny.
Well, it's intoxicating.
Yeah.
But he has gone, if you watch the metamorphosis of this young man in a matter of weeks, he went from having his point of view and spouting the talking points back perfectly, very well coached, does a wonderful job, to becoming angry and foul. He's dropping the F-bomb on TV. His rhetoric is becoming harsher, more violent in a way, almost, in the sense of he's talking about how if our parents don't know how to run this democracy, the youth are going to lead it. And
right.
I think he is running the risk of going too far.
What's the proper prescription for a child who's just gone through what he went through? Is it to hand them a microphone and push them in front of a camera and tell them, hey, now you have a new job? Now your job is to go out and advocate for a policy change for something I believe in? No, that's not how you handle a child at all, actually. You don't push them into that situation. You don't say push them in front of a camera and say, now you're the spokesman for my political cause. That's not responsible in any way. And there are adults here who are involved.
Oh, yeah.
There are adults here who are involved. A lot of them. A stage doesn't just pop up in the middle of Washington, D.C. because a bunch of teenagers decided it's going to. There's a lot of institutional support for this.
Student organizers, Vince.
Yeah.
They got the hotel rooms. They got the buses, the jets. Some of these kids are flown in on private jets. Like you said, the stage, the sound system. And they managed to do that in multiple cities across the country because they're really good organizers.
Well, here's more. David Hogg was on ABC on Saturday saying the following.
Today we are going to start a revolution. This is the beginning of a lifelong marathon, not only for me, but for my generation. We are sick and tired of the inaction here in Washington and around the country at different state capitals and in different cities, of politicians that are owned by the NRA and not listening to their constituents in the future of America. We are the children. We are making our voices heard, and we will change America with or without these politicians. And today is the beginning of that revolution.
They're going to start a revolution. A revolution.
Mm-hmm. These kids, go ahead.
No, go for it.
These kids were flown in, the kids from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. They were flown into that march on a private jet owned by the Patriots, says on the side, Patriots. The owner of the New England Patriots flew them in for free. So they're getting a treatment that is for rock stars. And so it is very intoxicating. Cher also taking some kids on her private jet. So, you know, because they're concerned about the carbon footprint. So it's very intoxicating. These kids are being treated like rock stars. They had armed escorts, you know, they went from the jet to a bus. They were brought in. There were armed guards taking them off those buses, just like they were the Beatles.
All right.
That's what this was like.
There is so much more to share with you, including Matthew Post, who's joining us later this morning, actually, one of the speakers. We'll share with you what he had to say. And also, USA Today went and asked a bunch of these students who were at the march what they actually want to happen. You won't believe some of their prescriptions. We'll share them with you in a moment. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Vince. Northbound 95 approaching 610. Do watch out for an accident, although it is over to the shoulder. In Chevy Chase, the outer loop of the Beltway just past Connecticut Avenue, there's a crash. Police on the scene. Three vehicles are involved. 295, the Anacostia Freeway southbound and northbound problematic. Southbound first from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It's a 12-minute commute, very slow here. The other way, northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, more like 9. 66 eastbound, right after Nutley Street, a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. And the Beltway's inner loop approaching 95 in Maryland. Watch out for a crash. It is on the shoulder. Say, do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes? Well, if you do, call the tax doctor now. Settle your tax debt for less. Guaranteed less or pay nothing. 800-542-9112. 800-542-9112. And now the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny today, a high of 52 degrees tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 34, and then a mix of clouds and sun early tomorrow. Then it'll become cloudy later in the day with a high of 52. Right now, Reagan National is 34 degrees, 617 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Now it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
All right, the March for Our Lives taking place Saturday. Gun control rally. A couple hundred thousand young people and the adults who planned this whole thing got them there. Showing up in the streets of Washington, D.C., Matthew Post, who is going to join us later in the show at 8:15, was one of the speakers. He's a March for Our Lives speaker from Montgomery County, Maryland. And here he is talking about the country's policies.
Yet our politicians still lack the compassion to act. And when that cold inaction that continues to fuel this endless bloodshed churns and churns, it's not difficult to diagnose the moral health problem of this country. Our nation's politics are sick with soullessness, but make no mistake, we are the cure. Where they choose incrementalism, we choose real change. Where they embrace an extremism of complacency, we embrace an extremism of love. Where they believe in the absolutism of an amendment, we believe in the absolutism of human life.
Where they believe in the absolutism of an amendment. I mean, this is pretty explicit what they want to do. They want to overturn the Second Amendment.
Of course, yeah.
You know, USA Today ran out, and again, we'll have Matthew on this morning. We can ask him about all this at 8:15. But USA Today ran out there and asked a bunch of these students for their thoughts. And everyone kept saying, we are the future, we are the change. That was kind of the canned line that a lot of these students used. Here's a couple for you. Linda Kernahan from Columbus, Ohio said, times have changed. There were no AR-15s back when the Constitution was made, so the Second Amendment is not a valid argument anymore. Another Second Amendment, overturning the Second Amendment, another student for that. Samantha from New York, elected officials should pay attention because this generation's coming up and they're coming for them. Elected officials have to wise up or they're going to be out of the job. Well, I think the latter part of that statement is true, just in general. They need to wise up or they'll be out of a job. John in Detroit, listen to this. More guns are not going to solve the problem, just like we're not arming everyone with a suicide bomb to stop suicide bombers. I think that's a logical fallacy. I think that's how that works.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever they go, AR-15s went around when the Second Amendment was written, so it's invalid. I'm like, well, if you want to use that logic, then you should only have freedom of speech if you're using a quill and a bottle of ink.
Mm-hmm.
So your free speech on Twitter should also be censored. All right.
Twitter?
So
what Twitter?
Exactly.
Let's go back
they never
to the printing
could have
press.
Envisioned Twitter, so therefore you shouldn't have freedom of speech there.
Here's another. Jody from Washington says, the more guns you have, the more people who are going to be killed. Apparently only 32% of Americans even own guns. We're being held hostage by 32% of the population, the NRA, and these gun-toting people. Banning assault weapons is the most efficient way to affect change. Mm-hmm. So yet another gun ban move. So overturn the Second Amendment, ban weapons.
Well, that
and
would.
And gun owners are holding us hostage.
Which is interesting, considering, I mean, I realize that statistics and facts play no role in this whatsoever. But if they did, then they would know that gun ownership has significantly increased while crime has decreased since the 1990s. Mm-hmm. And you actually, school shootings have also decreased in frequency since the 1990s. You're much
what
more
was
likely,
the stat? Yeah, go
you're
ahead.
You're much more likely to get killed on your way to or from school than you are in school from a shooter.
Well, I think you're much more likely to get hit by lightning.
Yeah, you are.
You're actually more likely to be struck by lightning.
Yep.
Than to be in a school shooting. So it's wild. Anyway, so the March for Our Lives happening this weekend. There's more from this. In fact, we talked about sort of the Cut 19. We talk about these students and what they're dealing with. One of the students from Parkland, she was so overcome by the emotion and sort of the placement she had on stage as she gave this speech that she threw up during the speech. Listen.
Day in and day out, our kids are getting shot up. And the moment we speak up, we're scolded that we are not old enough. It is as if we need permission to ask our friends not to die. Lawmakers and politicians will scream, guns are not the issue. But can't look me in the eye.
Yeah, she's ducks behind the podium.
I just threw up on international television, and it feels great.
She just threw up.
She's again, like a six-year-old who's so excited that they get sick.
To give you some perspective, again, this is how overwhelming all of this is to these kids. 623 on WMAL.
Did you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, there's so many things to celebrate. I just had a nice celebration with my wife over the weekend. Our anniversary. Happy anniversary, dear. And, you know, the celebrating's great. The best 2 days of owning a timeshare, the day you buy it and the day you get rid of it. But after suffering through those annual maintenance fees and mortgage payments, sucking hundreds, even thousands of dollars out of your wallet every month, it's safe to say that getting out of your timeshare really is something to celebrate. Just ask Timeshare Freedom Group. If you need to free yourself from that worthless timeshare, you need to call the Timeshare Freedom Group now. Their team of experts can get you out of that contract. Whether you've had it for 30 days or 30 years, Timeshare Freedom Group has helped tens of thousands of people get rid of their timeshares. And Timeshare Freedom Group has a 100% money-back guarantee. Quit paying those bank-breaking annual maintenance fees and outrageous mortgage payments on something that you're not even building equity in. Take your first step towards celebrating your freedom from spending another dollar on that timeshare you hate by calling the Timeshare Freedom Group now at 844-700-4747. That's 844-700-4747. 844-700-4747.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work, face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699, 202-466-6699, or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Do it today, and they'll even give you a special membership offer.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, go to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, thank you very much. The Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It's kind of slow. It's 11 minutes your travel time. Should only take you about five. This traffic report sponsored by Debt Hotline. Now, 66 eastbound right after Nutley Street. We're still dealing with a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. Southbound 270 between 109 and the local lane split. A 29-minute commute. Very slow here. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway. 21 minutes. 95 northbound approaching Route 610. Still a crash on the shoulder. Police are on the scene. At the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway just past Connecticut Avenue, there's an accident. Police on the scene there. Three vehicles are involved. No mass transit delays. Are high credit card bills and student loan payments stressing you out? Well, having a tough time paying your bills? Learn how to reduce your credit card or student loan debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 1-800-471-0216. 1-800-471-0216. That's 1-800-471-0216. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking Monday morning. We'll take this Monday morning with clear sky. We'll take it with sunshine this afternoon. 52, mid-30s tonight. Outlying areas will be even colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
34 degrees in the nation's capital, 627 on WMAL.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Altrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at TheWindowMan.com or visit their Fairfax showroom. The Windowman can. Financing terms through Enter Bank USA and with approved credit cannot combine, prior sales excluded.
A few years back, I founded a small company. Now it's a big company. The main reason? Because we've always been innovative thinkers, especially when it came to our website and technology integrations. That's why when we saw our business start to accelerate, we partnered with AmericanEagle.com to develop a total digital solution. AmericanEagle.com took the time to learn our business goals, then helped us put a long-term strategy in place that would scale with our growth. They delivered a full suite of services from development and design to coding and hosting, which means our one point of contact understood the full scope of work. Best of all, when the project was done, our dedicated account manager and maintenance team were available 24/7 for support. So here's a small piece of advice from one innovative thinker to another. Don't hire a website company. Hire a strategic business partner. AmericanEagle.com. Give them a call at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW, the number one, and take your business to new heights.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost 2 decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big. I would never have believed it.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us. Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
All right, a lot more on what happened on Saturday with that March for Our Lives, including estimates that the crowd size was supposed to number wild figures. Didn't actually reach that. Kerry Pickett with the details joining us in just a moment here on WMAL at 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Nearly two dozen Russian diplomats could soon be sent home from the U.S.
President Trump is considering the fate of Russian diplomats in the U.S. The National Security Council recommends ousting more officials. This comes after a former Russian double agent and his daughter were poisoned in England. The UK ordered 23 Russian diplomats back to Moscow after concluding Russia was responsible. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Stormy Daniels says she does not regret signing a non-disclosure agreement about her alleged 2006 affair with Donald Trump.
I believe without a shadow of a doubt in my heart, and some people argue that I don't have one of those, but whatever, that I was doing the right thing. I turned down a large payday multiple times.
In a 60 Minutes interview, Daniels also says she was threatened to keep silent about her alleged sexual encounter with Mr. Trump. Organizers of the March for Our Lives claim that more than 850,000 people showed up to the event Saturday. The Virginia-based firm Digital Design and Imaging Services says, though, the number may be actually closer to 200,000. Metro says over 500,000 people rode the subway system on Saturday, 558,000 to be more precise. Not a record, but a lot more than a typical Saturday. A four-hour barricade situation in D.C.'s Cleveland Park neighborhood is now over, and nobody was hurt, police say. It's unclear how the situation started in an apartment building on Connecticut Avenue a little before 1 this morning. It was all wrapped up about an hour and a half ago. An Air Canada plane made an emergency landing at Dulles yesterday evening. The flight was bound for Reagan National from Toronto, but was diverted to Dulles because of reports of smoke in the cockpit. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,533, the NASDAQ at 69.93. Sports sponsored by Lidl, the Wizards fall to the Knicks. The Caps take on the Rangers tonight. Baseball, the Nats and O's both wrap up spring training with a win. The regular season begins on Thursday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Working in the yard this spring? Shop Lidl for surprisingly low prices on gardening essentials. Get mulch, bulbs, and tools starting at just $2.49 while supplies last. Stop by your local Lidl and pick up a free gardening booklet today. Lidl, rethink grocery.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's InspireSleep.com.
America's farmers are the most productive in the world, exporting more than $100 billion worth of products annually. In fact, exports account for 20% of all farm revenue in the U.S. Free trade is essential to maintaining the strength of our agriculture economy. But some in Washington now support policies that would restrict trade. That would be devastating to farms across the country. Michelle Erickson-Jones is a fourth-generation Montana farmer.
We raise cereal grains, oilseeds, alfalfa, and we also have a small cow-calf operation. We're very optimistic about the economy under President Trump. However, we're very concerned about the trade policies from Washington. We depend on free trade policies to maintain our export markets. Crops that we grow here on this farm are exported across the globe. Policies that restrict trade would be devastating for farms like ours.
President Trump, keep our economy strong. Protect free trade. Learn more at farmersforfreetrade.com. Paid for by Farmers for Free Trade.
Hey, raise your hand if you have way too much to do. Unless you're driving, in which case, keep both hands on the wheel.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
You know, some guys just don't get it. They don't get how busy you are. They act as though your time doesn't really matter. And you end up hanging around the house waiting for them to show up. It happens to me, too, when a plumber or the cable guy comes over. And that's why when you schedule a stand-up guy from Snell, your day planner is sacred to us. We'll never beat around the bush or give you some vague answer, like this.
I don't know, sometime between 10 and 3.
I've built this company on respect for your home and your money and especially your time. It's just how we prefer to do business here at Snell. Upfront pricing, guaranteed work, warranties on all equipment, and we make sure our technicians are only the cream of the crop. That's why I call them the stand-up guys.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Big problem in Rockville. Norbeck Road, westbound, closed between Belpre Road and Rocking Spring Drive by an earlier crash. Injuries are reported. Police and the fire department on the scene, as is a tow truck. It involves a fuel spill. The cleanup is in progress. 395 northbound, slow going from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel. The Anacostia Freeway headed south from the BW Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 10-minute trip. That is twice the normal travel time. 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, more like 8 minutes your travel time. And an accident on the Beltway's outer loop, right past Connecticut Avenue. It's on the shoulder, police on the scene. 3 vehicles are involved. Mass Transit so far, okay. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good looking couple of days coming in. Temperatures trying to get back closer to normal. 59 is the average high. Clear cold start, sunny finish, 52. Tonight, some clouds, 34. Increasing clouds tomorrow, but staying dry, 52. Milder by Wednesday, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. A lot more coming up. 7:05 this morning. Stormy Daniels. That interview was last night. Katie Fang will be with us, a legal analyst, to break it all down. Whether or not Stormy's going to all of a sudden disappear after what was said last night. 8:05, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner will be with us. A lot going on in Washington. 8:15, Matthew Post, a March for Our Lives speaker, will be with us. We'll ask him why he spoke at that march and what his message was. And then at 8:35, the RNC chairwoman, Ronna Romney McDaniel, will be with us on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And good morning. Joining us right now, Carrie Pickett from the Daily Caller and NRA TV. Carrie, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Love to have you.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah, Carrie, just wanted you to hear here. This is from NBC. And this is just people estimating the crowd size. And I want to get your reaction to it.
Go ahead.
More than 1 million people, as all this was going on, taking part in March for Our Lives.
We'd go out in front of a million people, maybe, in national television and just do it with such spirit.
You know the facts by now, but I'll tell you, 1 million people marching down Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House rally to end what they say is a scourge of gun violence. This march was organized, of course, by student survivors from Parkland, Florida.
This appears to be a million people in Washington today. We don't know that. The Park Service is out of the business of crowd estimates because it proved dicey and divisive after the Million Man March. But so the crowd is whatever the best guess will be at the end of this day.
All right, a million people. Carrie, what was it like to be on the ground amidst a million people?
You know, you got to be careful about calling how many people are actually in these march crowds and these protest crowds when the event actually is happening. Because when you're there, it seems like there are so many people who are there because they're packed into one place. But ultimately, at the time, they said 800,000 to a million. Before it happened, they were expecting about 500,000. But according to a report that came in to CBS News, they're saying about 200,000. Mm-hmm. So, we are getting a very strange range of numbers. But remember, when a Park Services put out a number well below what the Million Man March thought that they had coming to their event, the Million Man March got very upset, and they said that that has to do with white supremacy. You guys can't be saying things like that. The Park Service has finally said, forget it. We're not ever going to be putting out any more crowd numbers ever again because we don't want to be getting into this whole political thing about how many people attend marches anymore.
Right.
So a way to sort of look at it, I mean, you also had Metro put out an interesting piece of information, Metro Rail ridership. There's about 558,000 people who rode the Metro on the day of the march. But that doesn't mean that 558,000 people attended the march. I mean, you still, maybe you had maybe a quarter of those people perhaps maybe went to the march. Maybe perhaps even a fifth of those people attended the march.
Right.
So that's just something to sort of think about. But 800,000 to a million, maybe not that much. But ultimately, the Metro Police Department still has to put out their number. Maybe they won't. We're still waiting.
Yeah, I mean, the hype for this was strong. I mean, I remember last week driving on 395 and seeing all the express lane signs. Yeah. Be prepared for traffic on Saturday. I mean, all of the available infrastructure in Washington, D.C. was pointing in the direction of, whoa, there is a massive march coming to Washington on Saturday. And as you're telling us, Carrie, and as has been surveyed, CBS had the figures on this, that was more like 200,000 people. That's about half the size of the Women's March. And if you're to believe the National Park Service, what you just referenced, it's about half the size of the Million Man March, which was in the vicinity of about 400,000 people, according to Park Service estimates back then. I mean, there were people that showed up, but it wasn't to the size that everyone was claiming it would be. Now, having said all that, you had a chance to interface with some of these people, right? What were you hearing when you were actually there?
Vince, it was nothing but a march that was an anti-NRA march, plain and simple. So often when you go to these types of marches, they'll say, oh, this is a march against gun violence. And then you go there and it'll say, F the NRA, abort the NRA. Or it will have, like, the NRA are a bunch of child murderers. And you'll say, well, you know, where is this, march against gun violence? No, this is about taking down the NRA, plain and simple. And then the thing here, though, is that it's not surprising, because then when you talk to these people about how much they know about the gun issue, for example, I spoke to people about what they knew about the legislation they wanted to get rid of, whether it was what they like to call the quote-unquote gun show loophole, which has to do with the private transfers, private sales of a firearm between individuals. Many of them didn't even know very much about that.
Well, that's true. Look, Carrie, if I can, last week the omnibus was passed, and in the omnibus bill are several pieces of gun legislation to include strengthening background checks. The Fix NICS Act, which has been discussed in Congress for a while now, especially since Parkland, was passed, actually, in the omnibus bill in order to encourage states to hand over data to ensure that the background check nationwide was strengthened. Did you get the impression that marchers on the ground this weekend knew that the president had just signed gun legislation into law?
None whatsoever, Vince. In fact, I even spoke to this one individual who had, like, the usual, anti-NRA type of regalia on, and he turned out to be a teacher. And I asked him, well, do you have school drills going on over at your place of work? He goes, yes. I'm like, do you support school resource officers being armed? He's like, absolutely. Are there school resource officers at your school being armed? He's like, yes. I'm like, you support that? Yes. And that is a position that the NRA supports.
All right.
Did he know that?
It appears he didn't.
It's amazing. Unbelievable stuff. Carrie Pickett, thank you. Great to have your on-the-ground perspective from the weekend.
Thanks.
Nice to have you. 6:44 here on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Have you tried to hire anybody lately? Difficult, difficult, difficult. And the reason for that is you posted those job boards, hope you're going to find the right person for your job. But think about this. How often do you check job boards yourself, especially if you currently have a job? It's pretty occasional, right? I know. But there's a place where people do go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities, even when they are employed. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce already there. It's called LinkedIn. You know that because you know LinkedIn's the world's largest professional network. It's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who have posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers everything, skills, experiences, location, and so much more to match and promote your job to potential candidates, businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering those quality candidates you need. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every single week in every industry, including yours and mine. So don't settle for posting, hoping the right person is going to find that role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply. 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, the east-west highway right near Colesville Road. We're dealing with a crash. Police are on the scene. Of course, in Rockville, Norbeck Road westbound between Belfry Road and Rocking Spring Drive. All lanes are blocked. Injuries reported by an earlier accident. A fuel spill is involved in some way. And in Chevy Chase, the Beltway's outer loop past Connecticut Avenue, an accident pushed to the shoulder. Three vehicles in this one. 95 northbound approaching 610, a crash on the shoulder with police there. 66 eastbound at Nutley Street, an accident blocking the center lane. And the Anacostia Freeway southbound from the BW Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 12-minute trip, seven more than usual. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good looking couple of days coming in. Temperatures trying to get back closer to normal. 59 is the average high. Didn't get there yesterday. Yesterday, most not out of the 40s. Clear cold start, sunny finish, 52. Tonight, some clouds, 34. Outside the Beltway, even colder. Increasing clouds tomorrow, but staying dry, 52. Milder by Wednesday, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
In the nation's capital, 34 degrees, 647 on WMAL. All right, a French policeman killed over the weekend on Friday in a hostage swap, and it's getting international attention for this situation, thanks in no small part to the fact that the president of the United States tweeted about it over the weekend. Here's what happened. A French cop swapped places with a female supermarket employee, the Associated Press writing this up, who was held hostage, and he basically surrendered his weapon after agreeing to this hostage swap, and he kept his cell phone on, and which allowed authorities, French authorities, outside of this supermarket, which was called the Super U Market, in the southern French town of Trebus, to hear what was happening inside during the actual shooting. I say Trebus, it's probably Trebay.
Trebay,
France.
Sounds much more French.
Very French. So the cops were able to hear gunshots inside the store on Friday because, again, he had his phone on, and that's when they stormed the building and they killed the attacker. But in the process, the cop, Arnaud Beltram, died from all of this. Quote, beyond his job, this is his brother speaking, Cedric, I told a local radio radio station in France. Beyond his job, he gave his life for someone else, for a stranger. He was well aware he had almost no chance. He was very aware of what he was doing. If we don't describe him as a hero, I don't know what you need to do to be a hero. Arnaud Beltram, this is according to French President Macron, died in the service of the nation to which he had already given so much. In giving his life to end the deadly plan of a jihadi terrorist, he fell as a hero. So they're still planning out the ceremony to honor him, but the country of France honoring this cop for his heroism in offering himself up in order to save this hostage, swapping himself and in the end dying because of it. Our president tweeting the following over the weekend yesterday, saying France honors a great hero. This officer died after bravely swapping places with hostage in ISIS-related terror attack. So much bravery around the world, constantly fighting radical Islamic terrorism. Even stronger measures needed, especially at borders. And then he also wrote, our thoughts and prayers are with the victims of the horrible attack in France, and we grieve the nation's loss. We also condemn the violent actions of the attacker and anyone who would provide him support. We are with you, Emmanuel Macron.
You know, this did not get a lot of play in our media at all because we were so obsessed with the children who are going to change our Constitution and giving them all sorts of coverage, and also Stormy Daniels and, you know, some other things. So this did not get a lot of play. You didn't really see this very often on the news, and that's really sad because I can't imagine being this man to give up, literally give up his life. He knew when he walked in there what was going to happen. Right. And so I can't even imagine the bravery and what his family just... I just can't even imagine any of it. It just hurts. I feel so bad for everyone all the way around in this. But here's what else is lost. France, it's virtually impossible to get a gun. Yet the bad guy had one. Which is interesting. Also, they found explosive devices.
Yeah.
They also found hunting weapons
in his home.
Okay, in his home. But he did kill four people.
Yes, he did.
And this is in gun-free France, and so that's not getting play. It once again, the bad guys got the gun, and the victims have to sit there and wait till a good guy with a gun arrives. By then, they were being held hostage.
6:51 here on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and boy, do I recommend you do, too. Look, carpets should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So with spring now upon us, it's a great time to have Zero Res help you with your spring cleaning. Say goodbye to all the dirt, grime, bacteria, pollen, pet stains, ugly traffic patterns, and odors lurking down there in your carpets. Trust me, a Zero Res clean will leave your carpets looking brand new again. Zero Res can also use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood and tile floors, even upholstery. And listen to this great offer just for WMAL listeners. This is going to help you get your spring cleaning started. Book today, get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Zero Res is also offering special discounts on any pet odor treatment. So call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forwards or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles instilled in me by my father and Vietnam War veteran Al Kincaid. The same core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon. Honor, respect, and trust. Thanks for continuing to make Valor one of the most hired and trusted roofers in our area. If you haven't taken advantage of our best sale of the year, then here's your last chance before it's gone till next year. Now through the end of March, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, no interest and no payments till this fall. That's the peace of mind of no payments and 50% off materials, but only till March 31st. In honor of National Vietnam War Veterans Day, our first Razor Roof for a Vet recipient of 2018 is Deborah and Ishel Heinbuck. Valor is replacing their roof in honor of their late husband and father, Charles Heinbuck. A decorated Vietnam War veteran, they left the world far too young. Learn more about Charles and other American heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
6:53 now, time to check in on how your money's doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey there, Vince. Good morning. Wall Street has a short week because of the market holiday Good Friday this Friday. And while stocks got hammered last week, their worst week in 2 years, we're looking at a rebound a little bit this morning. The Dow's indicated to soar more than 300 points at the open. This is on word that the U.S. and China are quietly talking about avoiding a trade war. Markets are all higher in Europe. They closed mixed overnight into Asia. Crude oil ticking a little lower at the moment, but it's about $20 a barrel higher than it was last June. You are paying a lot more these days at the pump. And yet another 7 cents more a gallon on average over the last 2 weeks, according to the Lundberg survey. Facebook took out full-page ads in newspapers over the weekend, apologizing for the data scandal. As Android phone users found out that Facebook has a record of every text and call they've made, that Facebook app on there is tracking everything. Universal's Pacific Rim 2 won the weekend box office, dethroning Disney Marvel's Black Panther, but the film became the highest-grossing superhero movie of all time in North America over the weekend. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here, and you know, as conservatives, we like to get to the root of the problem and solve it with logic, common sense, and reason, right? And that's what EMP 180 is all about. They look at your stats, who you are, what you do for a living, your lifestyle and career, and then they tackle your weight issues with a common sense plan through clean, healthy nutrition. But here's the thing. We don't want you to do EMP 180 just to lose weight. No, do it because eating right is the right thing to do. You can reverse your aging by 20 to 30 years. And also, once you're at your ideal empowered weight, you'll have the tools to eat right for the rest of your life. Start treating yourself like someone you are responsible for. Do what I did and visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner. And now Marylanders can visit their Rockville office. On the web at emp180weightloss.com. That's emp180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Vince, we start off with a look at a problem in the district. Wheeler Road, southeast at Barnaby Street, malfunctioning traffic lights, so please treat that intersection as a four-way stop. In Silver Spring, east-west highway, right near Colesville Road, there is a crash. Police are on the scene. And in Rockville, Norbeck Road westbound continues to be problematic. It's closed between Belpre Road and Rocking Spring Drive. All lanes are blocked, as we say. Injuries reported. Police, the fire department on the scene. A fuel spill cleanup is underway. It's in progress. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, just beyond Connecticut Avenue, there's a crash. It's on the shoulder. Eastbound 66 at Nutley Street, a crash. Also moved over to the side of the road, and the Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It's an 11-minute commute. It should only take you about five. Mass Transit, so far, so good. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good-looking Monday morning. We're going to roll it right into the afternoon. We're clear, chilly this morning, sunny and chilly this afternoon. At 52 out there is about 7 degrees below average. Tonight, mid-30s, outside the Beltway, colder. Tuesday, increasing clouds, 52, but very mild on Wednesday, finally. More clouds than sun, highs upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
34 degrees in the nation's capital, 657 on WMAL.
We know that selecting new windows and doors for your home is not an easy process. But what is easy is knowing who you can trust. Trust us at Tartt Lumber Company.
Homeowners who value design, quality, and energy efficiency turn their trust to Marvin Windows and Doors. Whether you're replacing or remodeling, choose Marvin or Integrity for Marvin, made with Ultrex fiberglass. You'll find the perfect selection of styles built to the highest standards of quality. With an unparalleled level of support, you can feel confident knowing you're making the right choice. Visit your independent Marvin dealer, where selecting your windows and doors has never been easier.
The pros at Tartt Lumber, your local Marvin dealer, know that trust is key when it comes to replacing your windows and doors. Since 1951, Tartt Lumber has been providing homeowners with whatever they need to bring their home's remodeling and renovation inspirations to life. Visit us in Sterling, Virginia, or at tartlumber.discovermarvin.com.
Andrew McCabe in the news. He penned a piece for the Washington Post, talking about, I guess this is like his time to tell his story. And he talks about finding out that he was going to be fired because of a friend calling him and saying that it was being reported on CNN. And this friend read him the attorney general's statement. He goes on to say about being accused of lack of candor. In this piece, he said, "I did not knowingly mislead or lie to investigators. When asked about contacts with a reporter that were fully within my power to authorize as a deputy director, I answered questions as completely and accurately as I could. When I realized some of my answers were not fully accurate, may have been misunderstood, I took the initiative to correct them." He also goes on to say, "Because of what was going, I was not clear on my responses, and because of what was going on around me, may well have been confused and distracted." Mm-hmm. "And for that, I take full responsibility." So what was he blames, "Well, I probably said the wrong thing because I was confused and distracted." So he admits he said he did say the wrong thing, number one. But number two, so being confused and distracted by what?
Ye old accidental lie. Also, you know, he pointed out in this that the White House, quote, desperately tried to push the falsehood after James Comey was fired, that people in the FBI were celebrating the loss of our director. People, to compare yourself to James Comey here, there are people in the FBI who are glad to see Andrew McCabe gone. Yeah. I know that for a fact. And he's kind of trying to frame it up as that he's the victim here and that everyone loves him.
Yeah, one of them is named Robin Gritz, who was on Fox. And she said that she filed a harassment claim against one of her supervisors. And she claims that Andrew McCabe targeted her, slandered her, and made her life hell for that. Coming up on WMAL.
All right, Katie Fang, a legal analyst, going to break down that Stormy Daniels interview as the nation watched a porn star last night collectively.
And March Madness continues. We're down to 4. 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is reportedly thinking about expelling more than 20 Russian diplomats after a former Russian spy was poisoned in the UK.
Behind the scenes, there's bound to be some concern, not least because this isn't just the United States that's potentially about to announce expulsions of Russian diplomats, but other countries as well in the European Union are also considering the option of expelling Russian diplomats from their countries or possibly recalling their own diplomats from Moscow. And so what we're seeing is a concerted international rebuke on Russia.
Correspondent Matthew Chance. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels has broken her silence in an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes about her alleged sexual affair with Donald Trump in 2006. And Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, says she was threatened to keep her quiet.
Clifford says she was personally threatened in Las Vegas.
I was in a parking lot going to a fitness class with my infant daughter, and a guy walked up on me and said to me, "Leave Trump alone, forget the story." And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, "A beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom."
Daniels did not file a police report about the alleged threat, saying she was too afraid. Cohen's attorney now accusing Clifford of defamation and demanding a retraction in a letter immediately following the 60 Minutes interview, insisting Cohen had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with any such person or incident.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. An Air Canada flight made an emergency landing at Dulles International Airport last night after a report of smoke in the cockpit. The plane was en route from Toronto to Reagan National Airport. The plane landed at Dulles without incident. Everyone aboard got out safely. No fire was found. The Montgomery County Fire Department is making some important changes that it says will improve service for residents who call 911.
If you have an emergency starting next month, every Montgomery County Fire Response Unit will also have a paramedic on board. County Fire Spokesman Pete Perringer says the program has been in the works for about a decade and proven invaluable in getting to the scene of an emergency faster.
There have been improvements in our paramedic response times ranging from 19% to almost 30%. So that has been a vast improvement.
And he says the move is possible thanks to a class of recruits that's about to graduate. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
You've seen those signs along the highway, speed enforced by aircraft. But in Virginia, that's no longer true.
Your speed hasn't been enforced by an aircraft in Virginia in at least the last 5 years, says State Police spokeswoman Corinne Geller.
Obviously, operating a fixed-wing aircraft is not cheap. It also is very personnel-intensive. You need a pilot, you need the trooper that's operating the VASCAR and the aircraft, and then you need a succession of troopers on the ground.
She says the signs are still up because there's a state law requiring authorities to specify how speed's being enforced. Should they get some more money, she says it might come back.
It's just not the most effective tool right now to use when we have other speed enforcement measures out there.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,533, the NASDAQ at 69.93. Sports, the Wizards dropped their third straight, losing to the Knicks. The NCAA Final Four is set with Sunday wins by Kansas and Villanova. The Caps take on the Rangers tonight. Nats and O's both wrap up spring training in Florida with victories. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, "Alexa, play WMAL." More details at WMAL.com.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
How did you get here so fast?
I'll open the garage door.
Follow me, guys.
Yes, sir.
You sure you can handle it?
Zero problem, sir.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
Can you take that big pile of...
Do you have anything in the attic or the backyard you'd like to make disappear?
Follow me. How about... And could you take...
How do you guys do that?
It's gone. It's all gone.
All you have to do is point. We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
I never knew our garage was so big.
Wait till you see the backyard.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1800gotjunk.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing the designs from -40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit and drenching them in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks and detail. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors, perfectly beautiful.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, in the district, Wheeler Road Southeast and Barnaby Street. We still have problems with the traffic lights not working properly, so it's a four-way stop. That would be my advice. 270 Spur Southbound approaching Democracy Boulevard. Watch out for a tractor-trailer crash. The right lane is blocked. The truck is hanging over the guardrail, and it's into the ditch, so it's going to be there, I suspect, for a while. In Olney, Laytonsville Road at Zion Road, a tractor-trailer crash here, blocking all lanes, and in Silver Spring.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at minkycouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.